and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Yeah, and today our show is brought to you by the Bachelor Bro Show.
Bachelor Bro Show!
The Bachelor Bro Show is a show about The Bachelor for people who don't like The Bachelor. Every Tuesday, we record live on Twitch at twitch.tv/somebugman. You can watch it there, or you can download it on Wednesday mornings, hopefully, if I can get it up on time, and enjoy the show. We'll enjoy our show about hating on that show, The Bachelor. Yeah. So that's The Bachelor Bro Show. We live tweet on Mondays while we watch, and then we drop our podcast for it on Wednesday. Hope you enjoy that. But enough about things we don't like. Let's talk about things we do, I think.
Exactly.
So, Bradley, I think you got the question for us today.
This week, we are figuring out, does waving at people from a distance constitute a serious relationship? And not really how many times does it take. Uh-huh. This is just, are you waving at people to keep in contact with them to create a relationship, basically?
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about where this happens the most with me is in the car. Like, where we're from, it's, you drive past complete strangers and, their hands are on the steering wheel and you see their fingers go up and it's kind of a two-finger thing. And you're like, all right, hey. Driving past, and there have been times where I've had butterflies. I'll be honest with you.
Yes. Yeah. And just, my policy is if I don't know you, you get the index finger.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If I do know you, you get the all the hand that I can give, know? And that's me. You leave for work the same time every day. You get home the same time pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. And I just think generally, whether it be at the stoplight, whether it be crossing somewhere, even your neighbors. I have neighbors that live on my street that I've never talked to, but I always wave at as I'm driving by. And to me, I almost want to do that more just so I don't miss them.
Yep.
I can't get sick. I can't call in today because I'm going to miss the wave.
Right, exactly. And then where does your relationship with that person go?
Right. I have just as much responsibility to their relationship as I do my own marriage at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And if you miss waving at somebody enough times in a week, know you're due for a where do we stand wave.
Right.
They're going to wave at you in such a way that your relationship is in peril.
Right.
My thing is driving past, the same people on my way to work and taking my kid to school in the morning. I see generally some of the same people, and I know that I'm a little sad when I don't see them. I think, man, I didn't leave the house on time today, and it feels like I've done something to make things worse. And then even when I see them the next time, their wave feels a little colder. It feels offended almost in a way. I mean, I've never, no one's ever flipped me the bird or anything to really let me know they're offended. But, it's just there's not as much enthusiasm or as much passion behind the wave that they send.
Or maybe they're not looking at you and you can tell it's on purpose. Like they're purposefully looking away so that they cannot see your wave, right?
Yeah. I mean, this feels important to me, I value... I value Red Van Man that I pass every morning. I don't know his name or anything, but I when I pass him, I feel connected in a way.
I do too, and I feel really, one side of it is I feel really safe because they'll never really know who I am. There are no standards other than the wave that I have to keep up. They are my friend based on not knowing who I am, have no clue who I am.
But now sometimes, how do you let someone else know? What's the proper way to let somebody else know that you're displeased with their wave or their, the way in which they pass you? Like, there have been times in the past where I felt like my relationship with somebody that I wave to every day is struggling, and, there's no verbal communication. And so sometimes, I wonder, Bugman, if it's okay if I take a different route. you know, to just kind of communicate my displeasure. Am I cheating on them? You know, am I creating unnecessary discord or something by waving at different people on the road on the way to work?
Yeah. I think, first of all, we have to figure out why it is. You know, I can't tell you that. I can't say that without knowing why you're changing that. Did they change their hair? Did they change their shoes? Did they get a new car?
Yeah.
Did they sell that car, get an older vehicle? Like, what is that relationship change based on, some guy?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Every now and then it seems like they carpool. And there happens to be another person in the vehicle, and they're not as enthusiastic about waving, and it's almost like they don't want to be seen with me. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Like,
they are
with important people, and therefore we can't have our relationship in public, and we can't wave to one another because they're embarrassed. And that it honestly just makes me want to retaliate by taking a different route, waving at other people, and maybe, you know, taking some chances with, you know, maybe not red van guy, maybe, you know, well, there's another fella that drives a green truck on a slightly different route on to work every day, and I wave at him sometimes, and I don't feel bad.
I totally get that. I totally get the retaliation thing, but at the same time, you got to think, a stranger is a stranger, you know? At some level, all strangers are basically the same. They're just as easily to carpool on you one time.
Yeah.
As they are with someone else. You know what I mean? Ultimately, we're all carpoolers.
We are.
Just waiting to happen.
Sure.
Waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And I think the safety is, at least in that moment, when you see all the people carpooling together, you can create the conversation. That's the benefit of the wave, is you have the conversation in mind. You know what they're talking about. You know, oh, that's Janice. They clearly are in-laws, because I can tell by the way that they're talking about this, they're talking about that. So maybe the jealousy thing, you know, maybe it's merited in some cases, and I think in other cases, you know, maybe we just need to implement a different conversation there, different scenario.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, then what do you think about, let's say I really wanted to meet this person.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely. It's not enough for me anymore to just keep driving past them. And I'm not saying, you know, folks, I'm married, okay?
Right.
I am a one-woman man, okay? I am not going to stray from my wonderfully happy marriage. I'm simply saying that if I want to take this car-waving relationship to the next level, is it okay to meet with them at, say, a McDonald's or a Burger King? And then how do I do that, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think for me, in my last waving relationship, it really went to the next level when I implemented a honk. And not just one long honk. There is a 2 to 3 quick succession honk, 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 honk.
Uh-huh.
As you pass, you can't do it right on them, and you can't do it right before them. There is a certain time that you kind of sneak in there with the honk, honk, honk.
Yes.
As you drive by, you see how that's reciprocated. Do they return that? Do they not? You know.
I'd never thought of that.
Yeah, you know, when you've been around the waving thing as long as I have, you learn a few things.
Well, and that's why I'm, you know, I know you're the one that brought this up, but I had never really thought I had anybody to talk to about this sort of thing, you know, and so I feel like I'm at the master's feet at this point, so thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and as we've said many times with this conversations that we have, it's all about just opening yourself up to a solid foundational waving relationship with total strangers.
Yeah.
You got to base it on their hair choices. You got to base it on what shoes they wear. If that seems compatible enough with you, just give them a wave.
Well, tell
me what happens.
Well, Bugman, tell us, I'm curious now, tell us about one of your, I guess, more successful relationships then that you've had waving to somebody.
Sure. I'll tell you, the most successful one I ever had was it took probably 6 months of solid waving. We had been living in the house that we have down our street. Give them a wave as I leave every morning, as I come in the afternoon. Sometimes
that's
I'd
a decent
him,
commitment.
Sometimes
six months is a good commitment to the same person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really have to give some dedication. It's sure. not it's not two ships passing in the night kind of thing that right. I'm talking about here.
Right.
So after some waving, I gave the and it seems cliche. It seems kind of like a cliche, but the old honk honk, just mm-hmm. kind of honk honk, and did that
Makes
for
sense.
A little while. And then there was the wave, but it was a stretched hand, like it was actually effort for them to wave at me.
Right.
And that slowly progressed into, as I pulled in my driveway, now we holler. Now we say, hey, and I say, hey, man. Mm-hmm. And then I go inside the house. So I really, right. you know, we really have made it a long way in
right.
a short amount of time.
Right. Listen, I think we figured that one out, man.
Absolutely.
I have to say, Bugman, thank you for bringing this up. This is an important topic that I don't think gets enough airtime. Listen, folks, you're not going to hear these types of important conversations on your local AM radio station, okay?
Right.
Not in the big time there. You're not going to see this type of thing in the mainstream media. They don't report these stories.
Right.
They don't talk about these types of conversations. You know, I doubt Oprah's even touched this. So. Listen, folks, if you are wondering about, what was our question? What was it?
Waving at people to does that or can you constitute a solid relationship in that? How do you do it? What are some of the inner workings with that?
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. Now,
really figuring that out.
If you are wondering about how to figure this out, how to figure out waving at people that you drive past in the mornings, or you know they're in their car, they're in their yard, in bathrobes or whatnot. If you're wondering how to develop those relationships, you've found the right place. And listen, send this show to your friends and family who are wondering the same thing. If you're having trouble developing that relationship and you just want to let that person you're waving at every day know how you feel about them, send them this episode. I really think that we've broken some ground here and covered some important aspects of being an adult and going to work and establishing those potentially long-lasting and loving relationships between two complete strangers.
That's it. We're growing up together here.
That's
We're
right.
growing up together.
I'm all for it. Well, folks, that's it for us today. You can find me on Twitter at ChaseTheRev. And you can find the show at SomeBugman on Twitter.
Yep, me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Yep, and that's it. Be sure to catch Bachelor Bro Show on Wednesday. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.